Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
You take your Bibles once again and turn back to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 32. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth, we might say poured forth, this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Shall we pray together? We magnify you and glorify you as the high and lofty one, the Holy One, our Heavenly Father. We praise you that you are the Holy Heavenly Father, that you have sent your Holy Son and given us the great blessing of knowing your Holy Spirit living in our hearts and our lives. We praise you for this glorious day of Pentecost when you began to pour forth your Spirit in an unusual way according to the prophecies of the Word of God. Now, Father, I ask this day that you would help us as people who have failed in the very same way that Peter failed, as people who have sought our own control rather than Christ's control, as people who have given themselves over to a self-centered idolatry, when in fact all along we should have been worshiping that unique and perfect Spirit in whom all things have their source, support, and being, our great God. Lord, I pray this day that you would help us as messengers to get consumed with the message, and in so doing, know the greatest boldness we have ever known. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible tells us that the message that was preached on this occasion by Peter led to the result, according to what you find in verse 41, that 3,000 people came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior after this message. After this amazing movement of God, where the apostles, as well as others, including the relatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, were gathered together and they were praying earnestly, the Lord did something amazing by His Spirit. Now, there will always be the mockers. As people were hearing the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as Jesus Christ was being magnified, there were those who said, oh, these people are drunk. They are full of wine. I want you to call to mind the way that Peter responded on several other occasions when challenged. how he himself would be the very first one to call the shots. He would pull out his sword. He would lop off the ear of a man that we know as Malchus. When that band, that tribe came to take the Lord Jesus Christ captive. Here was a man who knew what it was to lash out. And as we learned in previous messages, even to cuss someone out. So you begin to see something of what happened in the life of Peter when he was able to stand up. And the Bible says with a loud voice, he was able to give a measured ministering response to explain to even mockers what was going on this occasion. I would remind you that these 3,000 people who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior on this occasion, that was a direct answer to a prayer that had been prayed. In fact, why don't we turn back over in Scripture to the book of Luke chapter 23, to a prayer that was prayed that led specifically to the salvation of the souls who were here on this occasion. For you see, what we learn in the Word of God is that what happened here was that they themselves were saying of the Lord Jesus Christ. They themselves were mocking him. They themselves were working against him. They were doing everything in their power to curse him. And you and I have to ask the question, well, what do we do in a situation such as this? What do we do when others are saying these kinds of things about us? What we are doing is we are proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ in exactly the same way that Peter did. You see, folks, what you find here is that they knew, these people understood and knew. They knew what it was to fight against the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I have to ask the question, do you know that very same thing? Jesus Christ was up there on that cross, and while he was on that cross, there were people who were reviling him. They were cursing him. We find the prayer that was prayed there that you know so well in verse 34 of Luke chapter 23, these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, would you look this way just for a moment? Let me ask you this question. Can you imagine what it was like to be the Lord Jesus Christ who, with spikes driven through his wrist, we know that if they had driven these spikes through his hands, it would have ripped out. His body was held in place by these spikes that were driven through his palms, through his wrist, and he was in unutterable agony there upon that cross, lifting himself in order to be able to breathe. Those who have studied this situation say that when someone is crucified, he had to lift himself up just to get a breath of air because little by little his lungs would begin to fill with fluid. So can you imagine with each gasp, with each lifting, which would have caused incredible pain, with each lifting of himself, to be able to take a gulp of fresh air, can you imagine Jesus Christ using any of that air, anything about that, to pray this prayer that you find here in verse 34? Look what he said. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When you and I are faced with a situation where we look at the sinfulness of sin, have you this week in the newspaper seen what is happening in our world? Have you understood death, terrorism in a new way? Have you understood what is happening in the nations as nation rises against nations? Of course, this last week they uncovered a terrorist plot whereby a peroxide-based gel was put into sport drink bottles, and they had devised a way to ignite this bomb with a flash of portable cameras. When you look at what is going on all around us and you see this sinfulness, what is your response? Let me remind you what the response of the Lord Jesus Christ was. Number one, he refused to focus on the rebellion of the people who were rising up against him. It would have been very easy to do that. They were cursing him. The most natural response for most of us would have been to have cursed them back. That's what Peter's response would have been on at least one occasion. But Jesus Christ didn't do that. He said, Father, that tells you something about his focus. And then he began to pray for their forgiveness. That is, that ultimately they would be restored to fellowship with God. They were afar off. That they would be restored to fellowship with him and that they would be forgiven. I wonder what attitude, what approach we have toward those who sin against us and cause us pain. Do we also look to the Father and say, Father, forgive them? That is, having an attitude of forgiveness, praying for their own forgiveness, their own restoration to fellowship with God. And then a very interesting comment. They know not what they do. Dearly beloved, if you and I could adopt the attitude that the Lord Jesus Christ evidenced in verse 34, it would change our way of thinking. It would change our lives. If instead of concentrating on the rebellion of man, remember Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 8, when the Lord was talking to the prophet Ezekiel and he said, Son of man, don't be rebellious like that rebellious house, raising the prospect that a messenger of God could get so bent out of shape over other people's rebellion that he could become rebellious himself. Jesus Christ said on this occasion, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They do not know the full implications of what they are doing. It would be very easy for you and me to get a very bad attitude toward people who sin against us and say, oh, they know what they're doing. Come on. They know what they're doing. It's not what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, they know not what they do. You know what he's describing there? He's describing just how deceptive sin really is. He's describing what has happened to lost humanity. This prayer, I would maintain, in Luke chapter 23 is the one that was answered. So as you go back over to Acts chapter 2, and you see these amazing results, 3,000 people coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, bear in mind that Jesus Christ had prayed for these very same people while he was on the cross. The Bible tells us in this passage, and Peter himself, as he's giving this message, says, he said to them, and by the way, you're witnesses. You saw it. Many of you here saw it with your own eyes. You saw that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. The question I'd like to put to you today, then, is this. What is it that changed Peter? We know about his brokenness, and we know that as a result of his brokenness, there was a restored fellowship and a blessedness. But what was it that gave him such boldness? Ladies and gentlemen, if you and I could discover, if we could learn how you get this kind of boldness, you and I would be very powerful witnesses for the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for you and me to be effective messengers, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to lose ourselves in the message.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.